Broadcasting from the underground and going where the rest of the media fears to tread. Alex Answering, Outside the Box, on OmniSoundRadio1.net.
Welcome to the 26th edition of Outside the Box. I'm your host, Alex Answering, and tonight is a very informative program because there's a lot of information that CNN probably forgot to tell you about. Right now, we are in a prison planet control system grid geared towards identifying and tracking every single one of you. They deem that a conspiracy theory if you talk about it. At least they did 5 to 10 years ago. But today, here and now, we are talking about it, and we're not labeled that because the rest of the papers are talking about it. Problem is, they say it's a good thing, that it's a great thing, that we need this. That's the lie. That's the propaganda. While other news outlets from both the left and the right talk about issues about the war over there, here we will talk about the war right here at home. The war on you, the American people. You, the domestic terrorist. You, the enemy combatant. Here's the place, right here, right now. I welcome Sadie Gregg to the program. Thank you for being the co-host.
Thank you very much for having me on, Alex.
Sadie, tell me a little bit about yourself and why issues like this are interesting to you and why you feel that we need to be looking at some of these issues.
Well, for starters, I'm Sadie Gregg, and I am a co-host at News at Ground Zero. I work with Clyde Lewis, and we all know Clyde, and all work together in the alternative media, people who are actually telling you the real story and what's going on and what, like you said, CNN might not cover. And it's important because one of the things that we need to be is be aware of what's happening, even if it takes months for the major media outlets to let us know. What we're going to talk about on this show are a lot of ways of identifying people, of kind of keeping track of the farm animals of the United States, being mostly us, or the slaves. We'll talk about more what we mean later. But it's something that it affects everyone, like a disease, like anything. It's not singling out anyone necessarily based on color, based on creed, based on ethnicity. It will affect everyone, and we hope to cover a lot of this in the rest of the show.
And we will. Through the course of this program, you're going to see a lot of information pertaining to the tools of control that the elite use to monitor and track our every action, mostly in this program pertaining to identification. We will be looking at the National ID card, Verichip and microchip implants, iris scanning, retina scanning, biometric passports, speech recognition, RFID, which we will also be talking about next week, thumb scanning, hand geometry, DNA databases, smart cards, cell phones, credit cards, vehicular tracking, yes, the black boxes, and also identifying you by the way that you walk. That's a lot, Sadie.
That's a lot to get through, and it's very, very comprehensive, the different sources they have of making sure we are all, in line and where we're supposed to be at all points in time, and it's kind of scary how comprehensive it is.
Yeah.
Honestly.
These tools of control basically are given free rein to dominate our entire lives, I've observed. Mm-hmm. From looking at passages within the Patriot Act, passages within the Victory Act, and looking at these new bills, particularly H.R. 418, which pertains to the National ID card. First, we'll start with the Real ID Act. The Real ID Act was pushed through the House of Representatives as H.R. 418. It didn't get passed, but they pushed it through a military spending bill, another H.R. bill, and what that is specifically, and people should be very aware of what this is, it's not a state driver's license. It's a federal identification system. By May 11th of 2008, you are required to submit a digital photograph. We will get into that later. Along with other forms of identification also required by the state, with additional information being required. It's no longer just about birth certificates and your ID and proof of address. There's at least 5 more items involved in this. Now, you don't have to get the real ID. You don't have to succumb to the National ID card, so they say. But the reality is, you can continue to get the state ID cards, but you won't be recognized as having a real identity because in the future, the only identity that this government will recognize, that the corporations, where you buy, things like that, it has to be federal. So by May 11th, 2008, if you have not conformed to the national ID card, that's it. You're basically asked out. Sadie?
That brings up a really big point, if you want to talk about just the legitimacy of our citizens. I mean, if you have to have this card to have access to bank accounts, to have access to lines of credit, to apply for loans, for all of these things, it's really interesting to think that just by not having a card, you're going to be considered a second-class citizen in some rights. And one of the things that makes me think of is the population of our country who are undocumented citizens, who are here working from other countries. Will this affect them as well? Is this something that everybody will have to have, or are they going to be considered second-class citizens as well to be continued in that thing? I mean, there's a lot of people who this is going to affect, not just you and I and whoever else is an American citizen, but everybody who is less than documented here already.
Right. Another form of control or identification we're also looking at this evening is VeriChip. Mm-hmm. Real briefly, for those that haven't figured it out yet, the VeriChip is a microchip implant between the shoulder and the elbow in the triceps where it is placed. It is not battery operated. It has a lithium battery, which gets its energy through your body heat. You can be tracked through GPS technology. And in the picture you see in the upper right-hand corner, that is the Baja Beach Club in Barcelona, Spain. And they started a VIP line special for people to get in free and quickly if they, you know, got slick, hip, and cool and conform to taking the chip. That way, you know, they get in quicker. They are the elite. They are the cool hip hoppers. VeriChip has a lot of pretexts, a lot of excuses for why we need it. One of them is the abductions of children, terrorism, Alzheimer's patients, and many, many other related technologies, including brain implants. VeriChip has been around for several decades, at least since it's been invented. The company Digital Angel, which owns the rights to VeriChip, has been around for a decade. And since October of 2004, the FDA has passed the, let's just say, no matter what, at this point in time, you can go and get a chip. It is not illegal. They had to test it out for a while, make sure you're not going to die from getting the chip. Well, even though they did release that there are some side effects, rashes, things like that, shakes from getting a microchip, still, it's no big deal. So you can basically get a VeriChip. There's also iris scanning. Take a look at any modern-day airport that we go into today, Sadie. And now they have the special line set up where you can stick your eye right in there, and there's 400 different ways it scans your eye. So it is more accurate than a fingerprint. But it's not foolproof at this point because your eyes change over time. Iris scanning, things like that are already being implemented at Orlando International Airport and all the new airports. Now that TSA is underneath the control of Homeland Security, they will have to conform to the new federal and international standards. And as you'll see throughout the course of the evening, Europe is very much more advanced in this technology than us. If you look at the biometric passport, you will see that there is a European version and an American version. The American version, which will start issuing these biometric passports in 2006, requires that you submit to a digital photograph, which is also known as facial recognition. And the European passport also includes other information like fingerprint identification. Moving along to thumb scanning, you will see that thumb scanning and hand geometry are also very popular in today's world. I mean, the things that you're seeing right now are some of the key things that are coming for you and your family through airports, most of all the right to travel. And if you listen very closely, Sadie, to the things they keep telling us in the news, it's that our biggest threat right now is travel. They just had a threat coming from New York. It turned out that was false and was unsubstantiated.
Yeah, the one that you're talking about was a couple weeks ago when the subway system was said to be under attack, and we all saw Mayor Bloomberg talking to the cameras and saying, you know, it's better that we're safe than better to be safe than sorry, which is a very good point. He's taking, you know, all the precautions to protect the city. But at the same time, you looked at a lot of New Yorkers come up to the cameras and say, You know, this isn't going to stop our way of life. We still need to travel, even if there's a bomb in a baby carriage or a briefcase. That's some of the things that they talked about. And, you know, life is going to just go on as it has been. But at the same time, you saw tons of B-roll, tons of footage of these officers going through bags and doing all these security checks and see things be very, very heightened. Even before then, we even experienced in Portland when the Madrid train bombings happened. Security was stepped up on Portland buses and the MAX here. So it's very interesting to see all these precautions really come to fruition and see a presence in your daily life of what we've just heard about on the news and what is, you know, been happening in other countries really happen right here.
Mm-hmm. We're going to finish up on some of the big points and then dive right into what this really means. One other thing that most people aren't even aware of is things like OnStar and vehicle tracking. And I just got back from Texas last month, and there they're building toll roads all over the place. Mm-hmm. And the new cars are going to have these black boxes installed in them that will track and tax your every mile. We're already being taxed to death. That's obvious.
One of my friends, to interrupt you really quickly, in New York, and I've spoken about this on the show before, there is an express pay system where when you are going through the many, many bridges that are surrounding New York City, and they're all toll bridges, you can just have this taken out of your credit card. So she just takes it out of her glove box and throws it on the dashboard. Mm-hmm. But there's no really saying when that's turned off. I mean, the technology is so right now that it just deducts the amount from your credit card, it sees you go through the toll bridge, and that's it. But who is saying that we are not in the technology to do that? One of the things we were going to talk about is the satellite tracking, and basically a great measurement of where we are in all this technology is just to watch movies. And we'll talk a little bit about that later, but if it exists in a movie, as I was told once, it does exist here. Like if you've watched Enemy of the State and the satellite tracking that can track you down to a point. Or like Alex is talking about with the vehicular traffic or tracking, I read an article about delivery trucks that have a cell phone on the person of the delivery person, so their bosses know where they are. So, you know, if they become overturned in a ditch or get on a slippery road,
it's a safety issue.
But at the point of being, you know, safe, when does this stop? Where's the line? So in the vehicular tracking, that's interesting.
You know, another one that kind of disturbs me is signature recognition. And speech recognition, which is, you know, you speak, it recognizes, it matches you against all the other people that are put in the databases. But what people don't know is their identification as the way they talk. They're not, it's not like you go and take a picture and you know your picture's being taken, or you know that you're given a thumbprint. They automatically do that through roving wiretaps and recording people's speech anyway and entering them into these databases. So this is a lot of information. This is a little too much. That's why we had to narrow down this program into just physical forms of identifying you, the sheep, the cattle, basically, as they talk about you. And basically putting it on paper, looking at it, and saying, do we really need this? What do you think? Do you think we really need this?
Well, I don't know. How much is your safety worth to you? Because this is what it is being marketed as, that it's all in the name of safety. One of the articles that I read online was about a driver, exactly, who was overturned in their delivery truck, and because there was the mobile tracking device, they could find them. And then there was a case of an ambulance where the same thing happened, but the people inside the ambulance were trapped for 2 hours. Fortunately, it wasn't anybody in need of medical care, but had they had this tracking, they would have been found earlier. And this is something that has been done, especially with the Verichip, but not the Verichip, but going back to the microchip, this is something that we've even done to our pets, so it's even been tested out on animals. You know, if Fluffy wanders away from home and gets lost up a tree, you can scan your cat and know that that is your pet and bring it back to you. And that's something that vets just offer basically across the board. And I don't know, Alex, what do you think? Is your safety worth it? Is your security and knowing where your possessions are and knowing where the bits of your family are, is that important to you?
Well, for one thing, the safety that they promise me is a lie. Right now, the biggest threat in our lives is not criminals, is not terrorists, it is the federal government. Let me show you a few things. This is my passport. Null and void in 10 years once this expires, unless I submit to the biometric identification police state. This is an old work ID. Unless I submit, this is no longer valid. This is my social security card. This is no longer valid. This is no longer valid unless it has the right information on it. This is no longer valid unless it has the right information on it. This is no longer on it. My tax statement is no longer valid. And my birth certificate is no longer valid.
Your birth certificate? Now, isn't that a little ridiculous that your birth certificate is
valid? None of these things I've just shown you, all 8 items, are no longer valid in the New America under this guise of safety. I mean, let's take a look at some of the things that they promise us that they will do in this New America. Okay, we've talked about terrorism. Mm-hmm. Now, since 9/11, the big deal was terrorism. Terrorism. They're going to get you. They're going to kill you. You need us to protect you. Yet we forget people like Benjamin Franklin that says, don't give up your liberty for freedom or you don't deserve it. You won't get it. You'll get tyranny. They warned us in the beginning to watch out for things like that. And the Constitution basically says that what they're doing now with invading our privacy and collecting our information without us knowing it is illegal. And through the law of land, that is null and void. So once the idea of terrorism wore off, as we've seen, the American public, which is basically a lot of people think this is cool. We've seen young people get indoctrinated into it.
Well, when you showed the pictures from the people in the club in Barcelona, I mean, if this is the new technology, I mean, the fact that we have something the size of a credit card that can play you 1,000 songs, I mean, easily technology is the way to market it to younger people.
Right. Safety is a big one. With microchips, the pretext has always been children, babies getting abducted. Young girls getting abducted. Yes, pedophiles do exist. Internet porn exists. Child porn exists. Bad things exist. This planet is not full of saints. However, what they offer us is not the solution at all. It actually kind of perpetuates the problem because they say all this stuff protects you from identity theft as well. When in fact, that's not true. There are special readers that people can get that opens doors for them to walk by in this new technological universe where they can actually use a scanner and see what information is on your chip, on your card, through a reader. And
right.
They admit that.
Because if you think about the criminals throughout history, there's always a way to get around whatever is in place, whether it was, you know, creating fake bills and then they update it so that it's got a little holographic strip in it. Well, then there's a way to get around that. I mean, however far the technology escalates, there is always somebody to get around it as well. That's interesting to me. I don't know how they think this is going to be more secure. And to what extent is this going to go? If, you know, oh, well, if you have this chip in your arm, then it's going to make it better. Oh, well, then something will get around that. And maybe they can, like you said, steal your identity through the scanning.
Right.
Or, well, okay, you have the chip, but now you also have the card. And then you've got the fingerprint and the retinal scan. If you look at one of the most interesting movies for me to watch is Gattaca. It came out several years ago with Ethan Hawke. And it was in a society where everything that you did was based on who you were genetically. So they had the retinal scan. They took a blood sample when they went into work. And they still got around it. And it was interesting also because who you were genetically limited you in the professional world, which is another show altogether. But just the extent that people went to be safe and to have this enhanced security, but all in the end, the main character got around it, and it was kind of pointless. So
you know what Adolf Hitler said?
Hmm.
How fortunate for governments that people do not think. Can we learn anything from history? Another big one that they use to sell the product, and this really disturbs me. We live in a computerized society. Everybody's kind of merging with the beast. Everybody's just kind of getting with the hip slick, you know, PDA and the stylus and the laptop that they can just download right in the back of their head.
You don't have a cell phone, you're obsolete.
Convenience.
Yeah.
Convenience. Why pay with cash, right? When you can just put all your money, your credits, your allowances, your privileges onto a little card, onto a little account, and you pick up your stuff and you walk right out. That's fine, isn't it? No more lines. You won't have to wait at all. Everything will be taken care of for you. When I talked about the transponders in the cars and the black boxes, it's not any different than them thumb scanning to get into Disneyland for a cheaper price. Cost efficiency. Things will be cheaper for you. Things will be easier for you to get around. You know, senile elders that will be able to track them, people with Alzheimer's disease. With a Verichip, they will never wander off. But it's the rhetoric that's really disturbing that we've discussed also, not just with terrorism, but with safety, that this is the road to eternal life. This is the road to utopia. This is this brave new world we're going into when man And humans, and the machines, and the cars, and the entire system completely connect. That's where we're headed.
Or it's a merging of the natural and the unnatural.
Right. Well, the mantra is, if you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to fear. And that is repeated in every newscast. If you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to fear. Fox News tells it to us every single day when they put up another criminal.
But what is something to hide? That's a good question in itself. Another article I read was about this left-leaning group that traveled. And the leader of this left-leaning group always got searched by the airport. She came up on the FBI list as, you know, somebody who was somebody to kind of watch out for. So every time she flew, she was searched. At one point in time, their group flew to a conference somewhere, and though they had all booked their tickets individually, every single one of them was searched. So at what point do we get to who is actually a criminal, where there are violent crimes, where there are rapes and murders and things that actually do harm people, and how far is it from that to, oh, we don't enjoy this kind of speech? Yes, there's a lot of hateful speech in the world. Like Alex said, we're not a world full of saints. But at the same time, it has the place to be there, because you need to have that information. You need to know what's out there just to become, I mean, like he said, they rely on the stupidity of the masses. So at what point is this going to become something where just a speech makes you criminal? Your thoughts make you criminal.
One thing people forget is the ideology of these people. The people that run the Department of Defense, the people that run the NSA, the people that run the FBI and the CIA, the people that run the EU, they are corrupt. They are satanic, some would call them, but only because they have the characteristics of a demonic entity, basically. Control is their game. It's what they want. Weakness is something they feed off of. All of these things that we have talked about, the physical forms of identification, throughout history, people like the elite that live today lived yesterday in Hitler's time, in the time of World War II. Remember Nazi Germany? What did he do to the Jews? He gave them little yellow badges after the Reichstag fire of 1933, which he set on February 27th of that year. In 1938, they all got issued these little Star David badges. But they're given the idea, this false choice, similar to the false choice we've been given, that if you pick the right card, that you won't go to the camps and you won't die. The Belgian government, decades ago, gave the Tutsis a special card. We all know what happened to the Tutsis, don't we? They were massacred, millions of them, in Rwanda in 1994, based on identification that was given to them. In May of 2001, the Taliban also gave a little yellow badge to the Hindus. We all know about the Taliban, don't we? Last but not least, World War II and the Japanese internment camps. They were also given little identification papers so that they could be processed into the camps. If we forget history, we are doomed to repeat it.
What's going to be the difference, though? I mean, is it going to matter whether you have an ID card or not? Are you going to be a more legitimate citizen if you do? You're saying no. You're just going to be classified as something. But it doesn't really matter in the end whether you have an ID card or not. And what are these people out to do? I don't understand. We're not all full of saints. Maybe I should take that advice myself. But what is the point of all this control? What is just to control the masses, just to get us to mop floors and do what they want? It seems a little silly. Maybe I'm being a little too high-minded, but I don't see the point. And in the end, is it going to matter if you have this card or not? Because if you don't, I mean, if you do, you're more easily found. You're easy to track, and they know where you are at all times. But if you don't, and you get pulled over by a cop and you don't have your card, aren't you just going to be in the same place that everybody else is?
The big lie, Sadie, over all this stuff, is that we don't have to take it. We don't have to accept it, like the Verichip, which is voluntary, and things like that, things like iris scanning. But the truth of the matter is you do have to take it. If you want to travel in the future, if you want to eat, if you want to buy and sell, some call that the mark of the beast, the 666. In any case, it's absolute total control. So the pretext, the excuse, the lie is you don't have to take any of this. You have freedoms. But the reality is things will be more expensive when you pay with cash. in the New America. You've already been indoctrinated to accept the credit card. In Europe, they've been indoctrinated to accept the smart cards. You've already gotten used to this idea of tracking and tracing to stop terrorism through programs like CSI Miami, Boston Legal, and many, many other movies, including the one that Sadie had just mentioned. And some of the movies aren't there to indoctrinate us. Some of it was there to warn us, like THX 1138. People like George Lucas saw what was coming, and they tried to express themselves with films. But for the most part, Hollywood isn't structured that way. It's to get you used to the idea that this is coming. And when it comes, and when the newspaper talks about it in a good way, you remember what that chip looks like. You remember what it was like to iris scan, because you already saw it in the movies. You already saw it in the documentary. You already read about it in their books. And in technology class at the community college, they already told you it was coming, and that you would have just allow it to come. That way you can get a job as long as you learn to work with these computers and allow them to totally take over your life. Now, here's the thing. I'm not against computers. I'm not against technology. But it's the context today on who controls technology, who's creating these magnificent breakthroughs. Like, look at nanotechnology, which is taking a molecule down to 1/1,000,000,000. The people that control that, put those people in power to run these experiments at these top schools, they're going to use that stuff for the most minute amount of control, weaponry, and identification and surveillance society tracking control grid. That is one of the main purposes behind all this. And if you completely discount that, you miss the whole point of the dark side of technology.
Right. Well, even the creator of the atomic bomb said that he had never really planned it to be for that, that once he had created it, he knew it was a terrible thing, and that when falling into the wrong hands, not that even the creator was, you know, pure of thought. I'm sure he had a bad day every now and again and wanted to, you know, tell that to whoever he was having a bad day with. But the fact that even he said, what have I done? We have this wonderful technology and all this knowledge, and it's great and it's wonderful and it's something that you should be aware of. But at the same time, it should come with a series of checks and balances. And us being aware of that is one of those. If we know all the good sides and all the bad sides, I'm not saying don't microchip your pet. Of course I want to find, you know, Fido if he wanders off. But at the same time, if you're going to microchip your family, I mean, there's a thin line you got to draw there. I mean, is it worth it to you to know where they are all the time? But what if somebody else knows this too? And if there's something that maybe you haven't thought about, that, you know, the world isn't all good, and perhaps this is being used for kind of a greater evil purpose.
We're going to show a clip from 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, at this point. This film came out in spring of 2002. And the reason that this film is important, being something that's 3 years ago, is that a lot of things that you see in this film took place long before 9/11 to show you that, for example, Bill Clinton signed a bill in 1993 for the thumb scanning to get your license. Now, it didn't pick up all over the country, but at one point in 1997, it did in Texas, and Alex Jones did protest that. A part of that is involved in this video. So stay there. Don't go anywhere. There's a lot more information coming your way pertaining to the databases to where all this information is going into.
Mr. Lightyear.
Never made a delivery to your home before.
I'm taking some personal days off, Ed.
Usually I gotta track you down in some toxic vortex, a cosmic battlefield. Retinal scan okay?
Ouch!
What's that for?
DNA sample. New policy. A lot of evil hologramic activity going on lately.
If we were to show you all the evidence in children's cartoons and media of face scanning, thumb scanning, national ID cards, and overall police state, this film would be 10 hours long. Let's just look at the facts. DC has already now implemented a card that is held with the CIA and the National Security Agency for all children. Face scans, thumbprints, you name it. And if they want their school lunches, they have to thumb scan to get it. No thumb scan, no food. Training them for the cashless society and getting them into the database. Think about it. Thumb scanning in government schools to get food. But it's not just children that are being conditioned. Adults all across the land are thumb scanning to bank. Not just bank, to get their lunch, too, at Kroger and HEB food stores from Texas to New York. And now the feds have passed a law that all new cell phones, starting on October 1st, 2001, have to have a satellite tracking grid so they know exactly where you're at for your safety, whatever happened to the Fourth Amendment. Then there's OnStar. The federal government is in talks with the states to force everyone to have an OnStar-type tracking system in their car for tracking as well as taxation purposes. Private companies are racing ahead to implement this Big Brother system. $450 fines from rental car companies for going 1 mile over the speed limit. And that's if you pass the thumb scan to get your rental car. We saw all this coming back in 97, and I got arrested protesting it.
The media is talking about thumb scanning to travel. You're working with the foreign banks and the military-industrial complex. This is all their idea. Read the Military War College from 1968. They planned this. And just because you lay around doesn't mean it's not true.
Look at all this.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail, and he'll face a
disorderly conduct charge, which mysteriously disappeared off the books. They didn't want to create a court case where I could challenge them for violating my God-given rights. Now here's Dan Rather talking about what they have planned for you and your family in the new police state America.
Nonviolent offenders who don't even have to be behind bars. They could be closely tracked by a global positioning satellite that can spot them down to a few feet. Electronic boundaries like those we impose on pets could be set up for these inmates, and surgically implanted electrodes could even shock them until they return to where they're supposed to be.
One thing we could implant would be a subliminal implant. In other words, basically a message is being typed into the subconscious constantly. Do the right thing. Do what's required of you. Be a good citizen. Don't disobey the law.
Well, this slug would love to make you do what's required of you and cram you in a supermax prison. Our prison population's jumped to 6.5 million in the last 2 years. Now they're talking about robots controlling us and implanting the entire population with microchips, or you're for Al-Qaeda. Oh, we're crazy. We're making it up. They'd never peddle microchips, would they?
Something has to change, though. They have to find a better way to identify the bad guys, or the rest of us are going to stay home and watch the world go by on televisions. But we need some system for permanently identifying safe people. Most of us are never going to blow anything up, and there's got to be something better than one of these photo IDs, a tattoo somewhere, maybe. The Saudis used an American device to scan the eyes of travelers. I wouldn't mind having something planted permanently in my arm that would identify me. If we don't do something, people are going to stop flying. If they stop flying, and I don't go to the Giants games, it means the bastards have won.
Yeah, we're not going to let you in, buddy. We saw what you just implied. We're with Al-Qaeda if we don't take the microchip.
We have a Florida family who are really pioneers in a brave new world. They have volunteered to be the first ever to have microchip identification devices implanted into their body.
After 9/11, I was really concerned with the security of my family.
Top CFR Lieutenant Diane Sawyer, for 8 minutes, sat there in a sickening fashion with this poor, pathetic family as they discussed how they were all taking microchips because they believed in America and wanted to stop the terrorist. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something out of a science fiction horror movie. They're taking chips because they stand with the mother government. I'm living in Nazi Germany Twilight Zone. Now politicians are announcing that they want to get chipped.
Strategic defense. Optical identification. Voice verification.
Jason Taylor, defensive end, Miami Dolphins.
Clearance granted.
You're a star. You're a professional football player. You're getting scanned. It's not just children getting brainwashed on cartoons. It's everywhere. This is the prison grid, turning the whole world into a cashless control system. I have read the federal documents, the total plan to force us into these compact cities. You absolutely must resist the thumb scans, the face scans, the retina scans, cameras that can recognize you and scan your face against a billion faces in a single second. Everything. No food, no water, no houses, no jobs, no nothing without it. They're actually announcing it. They're going to put it in place, and you are the terrorist. You've already heard them say it. Gun owners, Christians, conservatives, libertarians, liberals, anybody that doesn't go along with global New World Order tyranny will be watched, will be controlled, will be tracked. The New World Order gang has a reason they want to control you.
People recently have begun to wake up to what is happening. They've rushed to cable access. They've rushed to the papers. They've rushed to the internet. And people are speaking their mind. Not everyone is accepting the total dehumanization that is happening right now on planet Earth and the United States and Europe. Europe's getting it especially a lot more than us. Look at how many cameras they have. So people are resisting. People are fighting this. And the global elite cannot handle this. They cannot tolerate this. That is the real reason why cable access could be going away. That is the real reason why the internet is under attack. The social architects beam projections into the media, into our society, about what our core values are. The Pentagon has done experiments with rats and pigs because we are similar to the rats and pigs in a few different ways. And they will build a 5-level complex maze. It's got swimming pools. It's got the little treadmill they roll on. It's got their whole world in it. And the rat believes it is free. So they go about their daily lives, and the people doing the experiments will withdraw the food to see if they could start a war. And you have top rats. They give the orders. They take charge of the weaker rats. And what they will do in this enclosed environment, where some of these rats have been there their entire lives, some multi-generations, is they will cut a wedge out from the side of this complex maze with a piece of plexiglass. And the rats will come out, look around, and more rats will come, and more rats will come. Until finally, they're tearing at everything to get out of this prison, because they know now there's another world. They know now that what they've been taught, what they've been conditioned to believe, is not all that there is. And they will fight through metal. It doesn't have to be wood or plastic, no matter what. Because now they know. And the keystone to this awakening that many of us are a part of is the understanding that they have set false parameters. Imagine, you're a computer when you're born, you're pure, full of everything good. And you have a clean hard drive. And throughout time, they give you your values, your false values. They make you cowardly, they make you fearful, they make you servitude, trust the government, fear the government, be a slave. And they steal from you your honor, your integrity, your love for mankind, and strip you of all that is human. This is what the identification system is. It is about being tagged. It is about becoming a beast, becoming a piece of meat, becoming a cattle. No longer are you a human. You are now a machine to take orders, a machine to bow, a slave, a serf. This is all a part of globalization, which is just one small spoke on the wheel of the New World Order. It's total control, total dehumanization. You can say,
oh, come on, Alex. You're a little excited. I don't know about all that.
You know, and then you give me this little move, like you're part of the system.
Oh, man, that's a conspiracy theory.
You're not part of the system. You may think you're part of the system, but you're not. They have no respect for you. You know what you're like, some of you people that think, you know, the government's great and all this? You're like a little lamb who crawls up to the leg of a wolf. Give it the old googly eyes, and the wolf's looking down at you and takes a bite out of you. We're not going to take that, Sadie.
But I love the government. They're here to protect me. But if I buy into this, I will be safe. If I microchip myself and my family, then I can get into all the cool clubs and I can pay for my groceries
right.
Really fast.
The Baja Beach Club.
That's right.
Sign me right up.
I've never been there. I can't say. But I mean, what is the purpose of all this? Honestly, what is the bigger thing at work here? What is the point of going through all of this work? Trying to do
okay. Number one,
no technology. Explain
restriction of travel. This is what possibly is part of. You never know. The peak oil theory. No matter what, they have capped the oil reserves.
Okay.
That will restrict travel. To restrict travel, travel your cars, that's energy. To restrict energy is restrict life. They are going to restrict our life force, our ability to travel, not just by cranking up the oil prices, but by restricting your ability to move if you do not have the right form of identification. Not just airplanes, but cars, and also passports in the future to go from state to state. In the future, you'll have the right kind of identification to go from Oregon to Washington. So they can keep someone in a compact city. Why will they want to keep us in a compact city? Why? Well, there's lots of theories, but the fact of the matter is, they don't like people having the right to choose to run their own lives. If they can target you through all of these multinational corporations pertaining to the surveillance society, then they can make a lot of money. Through their databases where they data mine information about you and share it with the corporations to get you to buy certain products at certain places, to monopolize the market, to create and keep compact cities. That is a great way to make money. And we're not just talking about the government. We're talking about the lobbyists and the corporations that have a lot to gain from this. Where does all this information go, Sadie? I mean, you're talking about Interpol, DARPA, the DOD, the FBI, which contains all the DNA databases, Homeland Security, the CIA, the NSA, MI5, Mossad, United Nations, EU, through the ICAO, which is a small branch of the United Nations. They're the ones pushing for the passports. I've just read you a small fraction of all the different groups out there that contain these databases. Look them up. So, why do they need all this information? We're still looking for that answer. But we do know that they've lied to us about terrorism. They've lied about protecting ourselves, protecting us from criminals and pedophiles and all of that. Because the reality is crime is down in our society right now. And when you look at situations like looters in New Orleans, as Clyde Lewis has pointed out very articulately, and clearly, as we talked about FEMA, is FEMA wasn't allowed to go in there until 3, 4, 5 days after the fact, then it was disaster because people had to eat. So that's a perfect example of what I was talking about with the rats. Starve the population and you can have total control. I wish I understood why they wanted so much control. But you see, this is how our leadership is bred today. Our current leader and many past presidents have this monarchy ideology that they are rulers, that they are kings. They prance around. They're the great-great-great-great-great-grandson of the shop, the plantation owner. They're the great-great-great-great-grandson of the noble lords who look down on the peasants and kept them down to a starvation level.
Or they're the line of Christ themselves. That's another show. Yeah.
And they could present book after book after book on how they think you're a slave and how they've perfected the art of mind control and influence, like the father of advertising. And they look down at you. Oh, yeah, you're a slave. Oh, yeah, I've written a book about you. You're a slave. Ah, look, I can call them slaves, and they don't even know it. such a slave. We'll shave their heads, make them watch military training videos, and call them heroes. They can go and die and fight for corporations. Yes, yes, they'll be free. And what about cancer viruses and the vaccines? Oh, they wouldn't do that. Oh, hello, Mom, you got cancer? Oh, I'm sorry, I gotta go, the game's on. We are so distracted, Sadie, from seeing what the government's doing that we should always watch when we are so involved with what Hollywood is giving us, what corporate radio and the FCC give us, what your mainstream newspapers give you. You see, it's not about left or right. Look, folks, you've been fed a script, okay? This is not left or right. You've been fed a Democrat script and a Republican script, and they're owned and controlled by the same theater master. Look in your guts, folks. I know they told you this was all there was. I know they told you left and right was a reality. They just created that in universities about 100 years ago before it was freedom versus slavery. I know they told you that they were going to take care of you and lead you on the road to utopia. Be honest with yourself. You know it's a fraud. And you know you're being lied to. And going along to get along. will only push you down. In a society that is completely self-centered and selfish, is truly in hell. I don't know about you. I don't know about my parents. I don't know about my teachers. But I stand for liberty. I stand for freedom. That is the only thing that I stand for. Forget left or right. It's about liberty. It's about freedom. It's about realizing that you are a human being. You are not an animal. You are not a servant, a serf, and you don't have to be a minion to the global elite to survive. Now, if you go along with what's happening, there will be consequences because they have no respect for you when you bow down to them, when you accept everything they offer you. In fact, they think you're dumb as dirt when they do that, and that's exactly why they feel justified when they call you cattle and sheep and slaves and peasants and keep you at a starvation level. They say inflation's not real. Gun control, that's not real. Slavery, that's not real. We still live in a slave society. Think about it. Eminent domain. Nobody owns their homes. Right. Don't pay your property tax, it will get taken away from you. The Founding Fathers warned us about taxes from the government putting us into a level of starvation and poverty, but they're doing that every single day. So the question that Sadie asks, and I admit I ask, is why are they doing this? Ask yourself that question. It's not just about the ideas. It's not just about the war in Iraq. It's not just about the surveillance society. It's not just about gun control. It's about all of it. Stop for a second. Forget your BS partisan politics. Lay out every single thing that is happening on the planet and put all the puzzle pieces together and realize your world has been taken over. And it's not just George Bush's fault. Bill Clinton passed the bill, 1993, to thumb scan to travel. Bohemian Grove, the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission. These are not conspiracy theories. These are reality. You have 1,000 different newspapers that are mainstream now that document these things. But remember, the common theme of this program is to remind you that 10 years ago they said it was crazy. Now it's good. Now it's right. Now it's patriotic. Terrorism, then convenience, and then slavery. Sadie?
What I'm thinking when you talk about all this is, what can we do to fight against this? First of all, if you say that there are no partisan politics anymore, if it's just one class versus
right.
them.
Politics are dead.
Well, when you have an election where the two candidates are both voting for the war, how is that different? Mm-hmm. How are the two major parties looking at two different things? They're not. When you have senators who are Democratic voting for the war and everybody is for this one thing, I don't see that as two different parties. That's all one stream of thought there. My question is, what are we going to do about all this? Because if it's just one big entity that we are up against as a united nation, then how are we supposed to deal with this? We have documents like the Constitution, like the Bill of Rights, all these things that have been put in place that are good, that are wonderful, that is what makes America great. The fact that we have free speech, that we are here right now talking and having a great, peaceful discussion about this, despite, you know, Alex is very heated about this. But if we have wonderful things like this, isn't that enough to protect us? When aren't we all going to wise up in the end and realize, hey, I can go anywhere and, you know, go online. I can read my rights. We have these. When are we going to, you know, get all the rats together and claw down the wall?
The first step in the solution, Sadie, is that we realize the realities of being a number, being blips, being bytes, zeros and ones. You will always be targeted by the corporations for something, for some product. And I'm not just talking about email. You're always looking over your shoulder, wondering if you're breaking a law that may have been passed that you didn't know about, that they didn't warn you about on Fox News, never knowing if your information is secure in their giant databases because they have been caught selling people's information. Science and technology becomes your lord and master. You may say you're not religious, but if you accept the system, you're one of the biggest fanatics of all because now you've placed the demigod, now you have placed the beast above you. And you down here, and you worship the system and look at, oh, yes, the technology is good. Yes, let me get all this stuff so I can stop being human, so I can stop dealing with my emotions and how I feel. Losing your identity. That's the reality of being a number. And I don't mean identity theft. I mean realizing who you are, what your dreams are, what your vision is. Smashing your creativity. That's what they want. That's what they do every day. Reality of a number. You are completely unable to fully function as a human being without your proper paperwork. You cannot travel. Think about it. You're tagged. You're a servant to the empire. A sitting duck, for example, if the banks ever collapse, if something were to happen, because you don't have anything tangible, because you have no gold, because you have not prepared for any natural catastrophe, you are a sitting duck. Think about it. If the lights were to go out right now, your bank account would go out right now, what would you do? Where would you go? Out of touch with your spirit, out of touch with your human mind, becoming a non-emotional robot and a perfect non-entity. Is that what you want? Now, if that's what you want, okay. Okay. But don't expect me to go along with it. Or anyone around me. If you want to be a slave, if you truly love fascism and despotism with all of your heart, my God, go. Go in peace with the system. And merge with hell. I don't mean a Christian hell. I mean hell on earth. But be honest with yourself that that's what you're doing. Don't lie to yourself. Look in your guts. You know what's happening. You can see the writing on the wall. You can read the federal documents. You can read Associated Press. Somebody at school today asked me, Alex, what kind of conspiracy theory are you talking about today? I said, yeah, just the conspiracy theories that AP talks about every single day. Just the conspiracy theories that CNN talks about every single day. That's really sad. What kind of things should we demand from our neighbors, from our local police, from our local government, from our papers? I mean, it seems like what we have to do in talking of solutions is really become more vocal with people around us, calling in to talk shows. Call Lars Larson. You know, we'll open the phone lines. I didn't get the phone calls tonight, but we'll go ahead and see if we can take one or two calls before the night's out. But getting involved with things doesn't mean you have to go out and start a cable access show. But talking with people, talking with your neighbors, if you have children, building rhetoric, building conversation with them, getting to know who they are without letting Hollywood and MTV make them who they are and indoctrinate them through the system. You're a human being. You're not a slave. And there's certain things that we have to do to take back our rights. And communication is a focal point. We'll go to our first call.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay. It's very, very simple. You said several different times about, what is the reason? Why do you want the control? Why do you want the information? Well, once you have control, now it's my agenda. Not your agenda, my agenda. Once I tell you you can't eat, you can't drink, you can't sleep, once I know where you are, you do what I, whoever I at the time may be, is their agenda. And this society is absolutely perfect breeding ground. Because we're materialistic, as you said, convenient, your iPod with 1,000 songs on it, oh, it's very easy to get in, oh, it's convenient, oh, I love this. The only thing that bothers me is the few of us, and I say us, that don't go for the system. What are they going to do? Have you heard anything about HARP?
Yes, I know what HARP is.
Okay, that kind of freaks me out because there's just too many people that are willingly going to go to the slaughter. You and I both know that. But there's a few of us that are going to go tooth and nail and dragging. But the whole thing, bottom line is once through all the thumb scans and the iris and all that, once you have control, then it's one group's agenda. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next caller. That was a great call. You made a lot of good points. Yeah, you're on Outside the Box. Good evening.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I used to think it was all conspiracies. I thought it was all me. But you've taken the conspiracy and put the pieces together, and it isn't a conspiracy anymore. It is reality. Thank you.
Thank you for your call.
And that's a good point. A lot of the times when you start, when you approach this research and you approach these things that are outside of CNN and you think, okay, well, I'm not too sure how real that is. Maybe it was just on someone's blog, or maybe it's on a paper you've never heard of before, or a smaller source, and maybe they're just trying to get an audience. And then you keep doing your research, and you keep finding other things like this, and it's amazing.
We're going to take one last call and wrap it up. All right, go ahead, caller. They hung up. Well, it's been a great show. Sadie, do you have any closing comments for the audience?
Just keep the conversation open, keep your eyes open, keep your ears open, and read as much as you can. Listen to us, listen to other people, and think for yourself. Don't just do something because it's convenient. What you pay attention to is what gets your vote, is what gets your money, and just be aware of what's going on, because it's real, folks.
Yeah. Hey, and you're going to want to tune in next week, because Liz of SpyChips.com will be on to talk about our new book, Spy Chips and RFID. This is one show you're not going to want to miss. Next week, Liz will be on spychips.com, so you might want to do some research between now and then on what RFID technology really is. Through the course of this program, I've explained to you the police state control grid through the use of identification. You are now armed with the information about what this is, what this means for you and your family. Now you have to make a choice. What master do you want to serve? Do you want to be a slave, or do you want to be a human being? You and only you can make that decision. No one else can make it for you. But remember, you make that decision alone. You go to the grave alone. And none of this money you've accumulated will go with you. You must decide right here, right now, tonight, what you're going to do when the troops march into your house and take over your life. Are you going to stand up, or are you going to bow down? Sleep on it. I'm Alex Chancery, reminding you, there's a war for your mind. See you next week.